USA Radio News with John Hunt.
United States Representative Joe Kennedy III formally declared his candidacy for the U.S. Senate, becoming the first member of the Kennedy political dynasty to bid for the upper chamber of Congress since Edward M. Kennedy in 1962.
Hi, I'm Joe Kennedy, and I'm announcing a campaign to be your Democratic nominee for the 4th Congressional District seat, now held by Barney Frank.
Joe Kennedy is the grandson of Robert F. Kennedy, who was Attorney General in his own brother John F. Kennedy's White House and was a senator running for the Democratic presidential nomination when he was assassinated in 1968. A whistleblower complaint has been made official against President Donald Trump as he supposedly urged the new leader of Ukraine to investigate the son of Joe Biden. Trump is defending himself against the intelligence official's complaint. In a tweet this morning, Trump referred to a perfectly fine and routine conversation with Ukraine's leader. Nothing was said in any way that was wrong. This is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Alabama's governor has announced she has cancer. Here's USA's Robin Walensky.
To Alabama now, where the Republican governor of the state, Kay Ivey, reveals she has lung cancer.
My team of doctors have assured me this treatment has a very high rate of success and will have a minimal impact on my schedule. Tomorrow morning, I will travel to UAB for an outpatient procedure, which will allow me to soon begin a series of specialized radiation treatments.
Governor Ivey turns 75 next month.
Protesters throughout Hong Kong threw gasoline bombs and police-fired tear gas in renewed clashes over anti-government grievances. Reporters saw at least one person arrested after violence erupted following an afternoon march by several thousand people in Tin Mien, a district northwest of the Chinese territory. Hong Kong is in the fourth month of violent protests that occur just about every weekend. They started with opposition to proposed extradition laws and have expanded to include demands for greater democracy. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The United States signed an agreement that paves the way for the U.S. to send many asylum seekers to one of the world's most violent countries, El Salvador. But both countries must first take necessary legal action and implement major border security and asylum procedures before it can go into effect. The deal is the latest step taken by the Trump administration to lean on other nations, many of those notoriously violent, to take in immigrants to stop the flow of migrants to the U.S.-Mexican border. U.S. immigration officials are also forcing more than 42,000 people to remain in Mexico as their cases play out and have changed policy to deny asylum to anyone who transited through a third country en route to the southern border of the U.S. Facebook announced it suspended tens of thousands of apps made by about 400 developers as part of the investigation following the Cambridge Analytica scandal. The announcement came the same day as unsealed legal documents in Massachusetts disclosed that Facebook had suspended 69,000 other apps. In the vast majority of these cases, however, the suspensions came not after any kind of serious investigation, but because app developers had failed to respond to email information requests. The probe came after revelations that the data mining firm Cambridge Analytica used ill-gotten data from millions of Facebook users through the app, then used the data to try to influence U.S. elections. Facebook said its app investigation is ongoing, and it has currently looked at over a million apps so far. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.